Okay, we'll continue tonight with the very appropriate topic on a few levels of Galus, the journey of Yaakov Avinu into the exile, with first Dvar Torah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, from Darash Moshe, and then a Sicha from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, from the Likutei Sichos. As many of the Mefarshim speak about and elaborate and explain and interpret Yaakov Avinu's journey from Be'er Sheva, from Eretz Yisrael to Haran, to begin the process of building his own home and in turn building the Jewish people. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu, for the first time in two generations, we know Yitzchak Avinu never left Eretz Yisrael, the Ola Tmima. But Yaakov Avinu is journeying, is leaving, leaving Eretz Yisrael, leaving his home, leaving his Ima, leaving his Abba, and going to Haran, going outside of Eretz Yisrael, going outside of the chosen land, outside of the land of the destiny that Kadosh Baruch Hu had invited Avram and Yitzchak and he himself into. And obviously, this is a very, very pivotal moment and a very emotionally intense and spiritually intense moment of the story of our avos. And Rav Moshe Feinstein on the pasuk Vayitzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva Ve'ilech Harana teaches the following: Shelo yachshov ha'adam sherak hatachlit nigzar min hashamayim ela she'af ha'ofen eichel hasig hatachlit nigzar. Rav Moshe says something so important, so empowering, so comforting. That many of us intellectually and even emotionally know that there's a purpose, there's a destination on a historical level of history as a whole, but also on a personal level. Sometimes we're able to see our destination, we're able to see where we're going to, and know that where we're headed is the right place. But simultaneously, we could feel like the process is unsatisfactory, to say the least, or painful, or not part of the plan. Really, it's just it's only the ends that is the critical detail of the story. But the way in which we get there is just happenstance, or full of a lack of hashgacha, a lack of closeness to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just the process, and the process is only a detail, but really the finale is the essence. Rav Moshe says the exact opposite. Don't think that is so. Rather, the journey, the way in which the finale, the way in which the conclusion of the story is achieved, the process itself, is also under Hashgacha, is also part of the story, and also equally important. Kemo she'amar Avram, b'ni eino chozer, aval ben b'ni chozer. Right? We know the Medrash says that when Avram Avinu had empowered and sent Eliezer, Eved Avram, on the mission to bring back a wife, bring back Rivka Imenu for Yitzchak, he said, and by the way, make sure to not bring my son, make sure to not bring Yitzchak over there to Padan Aram. However, Chazal darshan that Beni Eino Chozer, Yitzchak will not leave Eretz Yisrael, will not go there. However, Ben Beni, my grandson, namely Yaakov Avinu, will. And Avram foreshadowed that in Nevuah based on Chazal. And says Rav Moshe, what's the significance? Why did Avram Avinu have to foreshadow that? Why did Avram Avinu have to say that Yaakov Avinu will go on this journey to Haran, to build his family? Says Rav Moshe, v'chidesh kan shelo rak shiavo l'charan levakesh et bat zugo nigzar me'ashem. Not only did Avram Avinu teach that Yaakov would go to meet his soulmate in Haran, that was nigzar me'ashem, that was part of Hashem's plan, el af l'chol psia upsia mehayetzia ad bo l'charan. And I accentuated those words. Every single step of the way of Yaakov's journey from Eretz Yisrael, from Be'er Sheva, all the way to Haran, is all part of the predestined process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordained from the beginning. Shemei Hashem mitzadei gavar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, is mechin mitzadei gavar, that Hashem prepares the footsteps of man, and that's a more poetic type of meaning when we say it in the brachos, but it also has a literal meaning. Hashem is mechin mitzadei gavar. Hashem, every footstep. Yes, it's true. When we walk out of our home, our destination is to get to shul. Our destination is to get to work. Our destination is to get to wherever we're headed at that moment. And whatever happens in between is just a means to the end. But when it comes to a person's consciousness and thinking about God in their life, every single step is also with Hashem. Every single step is also equally godly, not only the destination, not only the end goal. V'chol psia u'psia, and every single step of the way, hu tachlit b'fnei atzmo, and every step is ends in and of itself. Shemekayim b'zeh ratzon Hashem yizbarach, especially when a person is conscientious of God, is allowing God into his life and allowing God to lead him, and that his thoughts and his calculations are based on asking himself, Ma Hashem Shoel Meimi, what does Hashem want from me? Then every single step is a moment of dveikas. Every single step is a moment of actualization. Every single step is a moment of meaning, not only when we get to the final destination. Lafikach naka tayetzia mi be'er sheva mishum shegam zehu mi Hashem yizbarach. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, question that many in the Farshim wonder, we already know the end of last week's parsha. The end of parsha has told us. We know that Yaakov is on the move. We know that he's already on his way to Haran. Why does the Torah need to repeat that Yaakov, v'yetz Yaakov v'er Sheva? Why does the Torah need to repeat his departure from Be'er Sheva? Says Rav Moshe, because the Torah wants to accentuate us. The Torah wants to point out to us and make sure that it drills into our neshamas this critical and fundamental idea that what? The Yitzia is also Mehashem Yizbarach. The Ein Nokef Etzba'u Milamata Elimkin Machriz and Olav Milamala. And Rav Moshe weighs in on a pretty big Machlokas HaRishonim in terms of Hashgacha Pratis, the extent of Hashgacha Pratis, and certainly right here, Rav Moshe is a little bit more like the Mekubalim, a little bit less like the Rambam, if I remember correctly, that every single the most minute movement of one's finger is a nechraz milamala, is ordained and declared from above, and that's why says Rav Moshe that the Torah goes back and repeats Vayitz Yaakov Mibir Sheva, and this is just such a fundamental idea that can totally add such dimensions of depth and meaning and purpose to not only the bigger stories and narratives of our lives, but also the smaller moments, the journey, the steps along the way. And Vayetz Yaakov Be'er Sheva is, that's also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, and the journey into Golus, and each and every step of the way is under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. And certainly for Klal Yisrael to remember that on a national level is critical, and also for individuals to remember that on a personal level is critical as well. Now with that idea, in terms of the journey, and obviously the historical journey of Klal Yisrael going through Golus, going through the different steps, the different parts of our national story, we can move on to an idea that the Lubavitch Rebbe discusses over here in a Sicha. Again, Likutei Sichos, this is Chelek Aleph from Melukat, from Rayonos of Parshas Shavua, Likutei Sichos Aleph. This is the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. And the Rebbe has four main ideas in the Sicha that he reveals to us from the story of Yaakov Avinu. And he begins by talking about Vayitz Yaakov Reshev El Harana, and pointing out that Yaakov is leaving from Be'er Sheva. What's Be'er Sheva? So Be'er Sheva got his name, the Rebbe recounts from two stories, two anecdotes, two narratives, back in Parshas, back in Chumash Bereishis, from the story of Avram Avinu and the story of Yitzhak Avinu. First, Beersheba was called by Avram the Beersheba, based on the shvuah that he took with Avimelech, when he made a shvuah, when he made a pact, when he made a treaty with Avimelech and swore, made an oath. So they called there the place the Beersheba, which brought about peace and tranquility that Avram had, was getting along with Avimelech, the local leader. Secondly, we know from last week's parsha, Be'er Sheva got its name from the Be'er Shviz Shenichbara Lachar Hashalom Im Avimelech. The Yitzchak Avinu dug the wells, and the seventh well, which led to finally a peace between Yitzchak and Avimelech, that was called Be'er Sheva, because it was the seventh well. But the Rebbe points out either understanding Be'er Sheva that is based on, both of them are mevatim matzav shel shalva b'Yisrael. They represent a modality, an experience of shalva, of serenity, of peace, of harmony for the Jewish people. Vayela charana. And then Yaakov was departing from that Be'er Sheva, from that place of Sheva. Obviously, again, Rebbe doesn't say this, but Be'er Sheva, obviously, Sheva is Shabbos, Sheva is the world of seven, the Shlemus of Olam Hazeh, the Neshama of Olam Hazeh, the Shabbos of Olam Hazeh, as many Sfarim point out, the realm of spirituality that's imbued into the six days of the week and the six directions of reality. And the seventh is the Ruchnius that's within. Vayelech Harana, and Yaakov's journey is leaving that Be'er Sheva, leaving that pact, that peace, leaving that tranquility, leaving that that ruchnis, and going to Harana. What's Haran? Inyanu shel Haran hu hipuch mizek v'shaul marzal Haran af shel olam. It's a place of anger, a place of rage and wrath, a place of the exact opposite of Be'er Sheva, the exact opposite of the peace and tranquility that Yaakov had in Be'er Sheva. Yesh makshim, and the Rebbe asks such a fundamental question. It's even, you know, you read this question, it's just a little bit, you know, it's so simple, it's so silly, but and Eved Hashem should ask this question because does in his neshama, because we feel this question on a daily basis, but sometimes maybe it's too simple for us to ask. But the Rebbe asks it kedarko b'kodesh, and he says like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lanu Torah mitzvos miyado hamaleya v'archava. He gave us Torah and mitzvos, he gave us, opened up his hand. Im kol pinia shanu ponim yeshna mitzvos esei vanfen. Every single place we turn in life, there's a mitzvah, there's a commandment, there's a avodas Hashem to be done. O sheish lizayr meachas mishasam mitzvos los esei vanfen. And there's many things that we have to refrain from, the mitzvos los esei, all of the things that God asks of us and demands of us. To refrain from and to distance ourselves from. Hayalo, ask the Rebbe, Hayalo ifa lefachod salik mitanu et ha-da'agot, da'agat ha-galut, da'agat ha-parnasa, v'chulei, kedei lakel kiyum ha-mitzvos. If God, the creator and master of the universe, wants us to fulfill his will, fulfill his mitzvos, to distance ourselves and refrain from his averos, so why make it so challenging? Why all of the worries? Why all the difficulties? Why all the worries? Why all of the discomfort and all of the difficulties of Olam Hazeh and life? Why didn't Hashem make it easy? If our mission is to do mitzvos, so make it easy. Yeterem izo, and even more so, lavili dekach shelo yelanu kol maga yiminyanei olam kedei shenishe yoter b'olosh haTorah. And if He really wants us to be these spiritual beings, if He really wants us to be holy, be pure, and serve Him, with consistency and with you know, complete dedication, why put us in the challenges and the trials and tribulations of this world? Klapei kach mesaperet haTorah darko shel Yaakov. The Torah therefore tells us, answering this question, Derech Yisrael b'taratam kefi shem kvar la'atzmam lo ka'Abraham sheyatza menu Yishmael velo ki'Yitzchak sheyatza menu Esav ki im Yaakov shemitato shleima. Kasha amad Yaakov linasei levenot et Beit Yisrael ne'amar lo latzeit mi Be'er Sheva la'azov gam et yeshivot shim va'ever v'lechad l'charan charon af shel olam. Lifnei shehaya omed lahakim et Am Yisrael haya be'efsharuto v'haya tzarich liyot be'er Sheva b'makom shel gilui elokus b'mochesh bo mitkabos mitzvos b'nakel v'averos b'kashim aval kedei livnot beit Yisrael haya tzarich latzir me'ber sheva v'lavo l'charan makom shel he'elam v'hester. Says the Rebbe, yes, it's true that Yaakov's foundation must come from Be'er Sheva. Yaakov's roots must be firmly, strongly rooted in Be'er Sheva, the place of the tranquility, the harmony, the clarity that Yaakov got from his home, Yaakov got from his values, that Yaakov got from the direction and the purpose that he got from his grandfather Avram and his father Yitzchak and his time in being an Ish Tam Yosheva Alim in the Olo Shel Torah, clarifying and deciding wholeheartedly who he wanted to be and who he was going to be and what his identity truly was, and all of that is accomplished in Be'er Sheva. But now, if you want to go build the Jewish people, if you want to go build the future, if you want to take on the ultimate mission, the ultimate purpose, his unique purpose, and really the purpose of the Jewish people and each one of our individual purposes, that will include a departure from Be'er Sheva. That will include going into Gullus. It will include going into a reality of difficulties, of discomforts, of challenges, of spiritual challenges, of dissonance, of experiencing and seeing things which are dissonant from our truth and from our upbringing and from our pure identity that we've defined and that we've decided that's who we want to be. And going to the world of Haran, going to the world of He'elam v'Hester, the world of hiddenness, and the world of challenge, the world of wrath, the world of discontent and discomfort. Gam olam bilvad hu kishmo milashon he'elam v'choshkein charon av sholam. Right, olam. Right. I think the Rebbe is obviously noting that the individual experience of every single one of us coming from beyond this world, into the world of Olam. Olam is Lashon He'elam, a world of hiddenness, a world where there's moments or long stretches where we're blinded and we are incapable of seeing and knowing our purpose, and we get confused, and there's a hiddenness, there's a helem. The Kolshkin Charonaf, and even going to the opposite extent, going into where everything is the polar opposite of who we are and who we want to be. Makom bo ha'aveirot mitkablot bekalut v'mitzvot bekoshirav, a place where mitzvos are really hard and aveiros are really easy. Umitoch kach shamad b'nisyonot banat beit Yisrael umitato shema. But it's dafka there that Yaakov would build the Jewish people. It's dafka there that he would build a family. It's dafka there that he would raise his children. Zu gam hora'a l'chol ish Yisrael, and this is a hora'. This is the beautiful derech of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, always showing us how the Torah is giving us a hora'. It's giving us guidance. It's giving us guidance and marching orders and real actual teachings for us to live by in our lives. Ach v'rak al idei kach sheyesh lo nisyonot. Specifically through our challenges, specifically through the difficulties that we have, v'humit gaber lehem, and us overcoming them, v'omibem, and standing up to them, bona hu bayit Yehudi, that's the way we can build a Jewish home, that's the way we can build the Jewish people, bayit me'ir v'cham, a home and a nation which eludes and pours out light to the world and warmth. So that is lesson number one. From Ve'itzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva Ve'ilech Harana. And I just reminded, thinking about the Lubavitcher Rebbe and thinking about America and thinking about the how this teaching really defined the Rebbe's guidance to his people, to his Hasidim, to the entire Jewish people, for his entire leadership for 40 years. That his predecessor, the Friedrich Rebbe, his father-in-law, Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, Zechusu Yogin Aleinu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he first came to America in 1940, I believe, and Baruch Hashem miraculously really escaped Warsaw, escaped Europe, and came to America. He famously declared to his followers the three words, that phrase that resonated to and continues to resonate. He said, "America is nisht anderish. America is no different. Don't think that this new reality of America is a an excuse or is a you know, a b'dievid reality, a second best reality for a Jew. No, America is no different. Just like a Jew, just like a Jew's mission in the old world was to be conscientious of God and to live as an Eved Hashem and to be an Or LaGoyim and to actualize himself through Torah, through mitzvos, through Gmilus Chasadim, through Halacha, through Achdus, etc., etc. The America may look different on the outside, but the mission statement of a Jew is no different, and all the more so the challenges that could be encountered here are just more like the Rebbe is telling us here. That's our call. That's our call to duty to actualize and to really bring our values and our traditions and our mission, the mission of Kal Yisrael, to the highest level that we can in order to fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us in this new reality. And then the Rebbe continues. What was the first thing the Yaakov Avinu did in this mission? Says the Torah, Vayivga b'makom. And Chazal darshan that he davened, who amad lehitpalel, right? As we know that Avram was mitakin shachris, and Yitzchak was mitakin mincha, and Yaakov Avinu here, as the night falls, Yaakov Avinu is mitakin tefilas mariv, and Yaakov is davening at Har Moriah, at the Beis Hashem, in the Makom HaMikdash. And the Rebbe says, lechora, you might think, you might ask, Adam holdech lecharan kedilim to zivugot tzarech b'roshu b'rishonu lilmod et tzvat minagaya medina lilbosh tel dobushi medina v'chulei l'yakov dachab dvarim eilu v'asak b'avod esat tefila. You might think when a person is on this mission, when a person is, you know, and Yaakov now is a man on a mission, he's going to get married, he's going to build a family, etc. He's going to find Rachel, find Leah. You might think that, you know, when you're on the mission, so be totally focused on the mission. And as I was reading this, you know, I did think of certain Torahs, certain ideas where that could be in slight contradistinction to this idea of the Rebbe. But again, as always, Eilu Veilu Divrei Kilum Chaim, I don't think that makes one right and one wrong. But the Rebbe says, you might think that he should be totally focused, totally zoned in, first and foremost, on the mission itself. Learning the language, dressing the dress, walking the walk, talking the talk. But the Rebbe says, no, that was not the first thing that Yaakov does on his mission. Kamor le'el m'shamesha sipur b'Yaakov, hora'a l'chol adorot. Over here, Yaakov is revealing to us a hora'a, a guidance to all the generations. K'she'achad holeich livnot b'ayit b'Yisrael, aluhu l'achshov. Teinach ar'ata yashavti v'lamadati Torah v'asakti b'tfilo v'mitzvos, ach ata k'she'ani yotzei al ha'olam, עליי להניח כל זה ולהתמסר ללמוד וחיקוי מנהגי המדינה לערוך מירוץ אחר תושבי מדינה וכו'. That a person might think, I'm going to build a home, I'm going to do this mission, so let me focus on all of the details of the mission and leave my avoda, leave my Torah, my mitzvos, my learning, etc. Let me learn how to walk the walk, how to talk the talk, etc. Ne'amar lo al kach lo, says the Rebbe with an exclamation mark. La'ezo misima yesh lo litmaser v'yifga b'makom. What's first and foremost? Tefillah. Adraba. Dafka ata. Specifically now, says the Rebbe. Yesh lo litmaser lo v'yifga b'makom b'midai teira me'asher ad ata. Sheken kol ha'avuda she'ad ata she'asak b'torah mitzvot v'tefillah eina maspika l'matzavo anochi k'she'u yotzei el ha'olam. לניסיונות הגדולים, לאין ארוך על הקודמים, ועליו איפה להתפלל להשם שיעמוד בניסיון. Says the Rebbe, the centrality of tefillah, in even at this moment, must be maintained. Don't think that now the whole focus should just be the mission itself. No, once you're here, once you're on the mission, there has to be tefillah, there has to be staying connected to Hashem, asking Hashem, requesting of Hashem, strengthening one's consciousness of Hashem in that moment, and that tefillah must be central to the mission itself. Obviously, again, such a critical and fundamental value and tradition for us as Ovdei Hashem, that when we're on the mission, in the mission of Galus, when we're in our own personal missions of life and wherever life may take us, But tefillah and kirvah Hashem and dveikus Hashem and maintaining a consciousness of God in our life, and a dialogue and a connection with God throughout everything that we do, that must stay primary. Then the Rebbe continues with a really beautiful creative idea based on the continuation of this story. And that is that, what was the next thing that happens? So the Torah says, Vayikach me'avnei ha'makom v'yisam me'rashotav, that Yaakov Avinu, we know we spoke about it yesterday, the Yaakov Avinu takes the stones and puts them under his head. Even before the Medrash that we spoke about yesterday, that the stones came together, but Rashi says, Asan kemin marzev saviv l'rosho she'yarem mipnei chayot ha'ra'ot, that he built his head some sort of protective border, some sort of protective circumference, in order to protect his head from wild animals. And the Rebbe asked such a beautiful pshat question. Yaakov yada hitev la'an hu holeich, v'shach baderach hod b'ter migia l'charan, mitzuyot chayot ra'ot, afikach natal avanim ve'ekip ben et rosho, kedei lishamer min ha'chayot ra'ot. L'chor bilti muvenet ha'avodesh Yaakov ekip ba'avanim et rosho bilvad. It's a very strange thing. You wouldn't see a person who's out in the wilderness, out in the desert, and scared of wild animals, scared of being attacked. It's not a common thing to see them just protect their head, build some sort of wall, some sort of bunker to protect your whole body. What good is it to just protect your head? Meimanav shach, says Rabbi, im haya lo bitachon v'samach l'Hashem, lo haya lo kiv gam l'tarosh. V'im lo ratzel izdakig lein the inyanim shelo ma'ala min ha'teva, haya lo lalush marat gam at haguf et haraglayim. Says Rabbi, if he had complete bitachon, why protect anything? If he's using his hishtadlus, so then he needs to protect his whole body. So the Rebbe continues and develops that protecting his head is not here necessarily a practical, physical teaching that the Torah is teaching us, but rather it's a spiritual, emotional teaching that the Torah is showing us. That what? B'shashi Yaakov, just skipping a word just for the sake of time, B'shashi Yaakov halach l'charan, when Yaakov was going to Charan, yada hitev lanu lech. Yaakov knew quite well where he was going. Hu yada shiyeh alav lavod bayit halavan arami, kein yada gam shafilu b'derech mitzuyot kvar chayot ra'ot. Afikach natal avanim ve'kif behen et rosho shelo tiye gisha l'rosh. Al ha'rosh liyot mugan u'betirot ha'derech o b'avodot lavan, klomar b'hachanot l'parnasa b'parnasa, ya'amol rak b'yadav. Yaakov had to make the following preparation. My body is going to have to work. My hands are going to have to work. That was the word that we skipped, where the Rebbe says the word on yagia kapecha, the labor of your hands. And the word that the Rebbe said was that yagia kapecha kitochela, when the labor of your hands, that you should enjoy. But one's head, one's mind, one's intellect, one's seichel, that's the greatest treasure that we have. That's our essence. That's our fundamental mahus. That's who we are as a person, and that must be protected. Not Rebbe saying this is a more poetic, a more spiritual depiction. That Yaakov, when he knew that he was going out into a world surrounded by wild animals, he wasn't scared for his body. No, Hashem was going to protect him. That he had a bracha and he had a haftacha and shluchim mitzvos in a nizakin. But Yaakov was doing something for his own well-being, for the well-being of his neshama, for the well-being of his identity, protecting his head, protecting his mind, protecting his storehouse of who he is and what he stands for and where he's coming from and what his purpose is and what his mission is. And says the Rebbe that the limbs and the body of a Jew can and are meant to be engaged in the world. However, so long as the head stays focused on who you are and what you are and what your values are, what your missions are. V'gam zu hora l'kol echad, and this is a hora, this is a teaching for, this is a hora, this is a guidance for every single person. Sha'alav lidog sh'rosho yeh mugan, a person must know that they must ensure that their head stays protected. U'ksha'rosh yeh kfi ha'ra'ui, yeh yu'ayadayim raglayim emila kfi ha'tzorach. Yes, it's true, we're going to have to engage the world, we're going to have to work, we're going to have to make money, we're going to have to build a home, we're going to have to do dishes, and we're going to have to do errands, and we're going to have to pay bills, and our hands, and our bodies, and engage the world. Right? This is the imperative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked upon us from the beginning of the Bria. and it's critical. But at the same time, simultaneously, our head must be protected. Our mind, our identity, our essence, who we are, why we're here, right? Like in Yisrael Shesharim, right? That person should ask themselves, Macho Baso Ba'olamo, that constant asking of ourselves and checking in with myself. Who am I? Why am I here? Where do I come from? Where am I going? What's my purpose? That's our head. That's our essence. And obviously, we fill that up with Torah. We fill that up with godliness. We fill that up with mission and purpose and holiness and connecting with the history of our people and working on the betterment of our world. That's our head. That's our essence. And if we make sure that our head is protected, then we can allow our body to engage. We can allow our hands to engage, but only so long as the head is protected. Isuka parnasa yal pi shulchan aruch hayadaim to sukana b'midah shirak smol docha ve'ilimin mekaris v'raglaim tiana ratzus l'var mitzvah. Because when the head is protected, then we can be ensured that even when the body is engaged in things of olam hazeh, it will be functioning properly, and it will be functioning with the ethics and with the morality of Torah and with the success and the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight, and Mir Hashem continue with more Divrei Torah over the coming days.